Violence erupts across Haiti following this morning's attempted coup. A jury in Grenada sentences to death a bishop convicted of murder. And Liat and Biwi sign an alliance binding the two airlines for the next 7 years. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Violence has erupted across Haiti following this morning's attempted coup at the island's National Palace. Armed men charged through the streets of Port-au-Prince, setting fire to offices of the opposition Democratic Convergence Party. Authorities say the violence is in retaliation to the attempted coup, during which 7 gunmen stormed the National Palace before dawn, killing 2 policemen. President Aristide and his family were reported to be safe. Earlier, when I spoke with our correspondent in Port-au-Prince, Michael Norton, he described how the violence had spread.
The Convergence opposition headquarters has been burned. Various other parties that belong to the Convergence opposition have been attacked and burned. The party of the National Congress of Democratic Movements, the Socialist Party, a right-wing party called ALA, and the party of the former mayor of Port-au-Prince, Evans Paul. The private residence of another opposition leader, Les Adieux, in coastal Gonaïves, was attacked and burned. We have other reports of houses being plundered. We even have the French Institute